Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 320 for Tuesday, March 24th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday, bouncing around in a day of choppy light volume action with some speculative trading. Canola was up as much as $2, with the most active May contract up $1.30 at $463.80 per ton. Spreads were relatively quiet as large funds mainly waited on the sidelines. Some farmers were trading, but just on the rallies. The U.S. soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all lower, which pressured values, while the Canadian dollar was slightly stronger against its U.S. counterpart. However, concerns about dry conditions in Western Canada were supportive for values, while commercial demand remained solid. Durum barley and milling wheat were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was higher, while wheat and soybeans were lower. Soybeans were down a cent per bushel, with the May contract coming in at $9.82 per bushel. Values were pressured over speculation that delayed planting in the Mississippi Delta due to wet, cold conditions could actually result in additional soybean acres being planted. Those extra acres would happen at the expense of corn and cotton. Large funds bought heavy early this morning as they continued to cover short positions. The U.S. dollar was slightly lower than it's been in the past few weeks, which underpinned the market. However, farmers took advantage of higher prices to sell some supplies. Corn was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the May contract checking in at $3.93 per bushel. The downward direction of the U.S. dollar gave the market a mild boost. Wet weather has delayed planting across the Midwest, including Texas and Oklahoma. This has some experts worried about insects, as corn tends to do better if it goes into the ground earlier rather than later. There are also ideas that less corn will be planted in the U.S. this year, perhaps as much as 2 million fewer acres. Wheat was lower, down 9 to 10 cents, with the May contract in Chicago down 10 at $5.23 per bushel. Prices were correcting somewhat after hitting a five-week high in the previous session. Weekly data from the USDA showed winter wheat in Oklahoma and Texas was doing better than expected. This, along with profit taking by investors, caused today's sudden plunge lower. Russia and Ukraine are expected to receive some much-needed rain next week, which should help out their respective wheat crops. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 24th, in Winnipeg for Farm Market News. I'm Dave Sims.